The Winter Garden. In that winter garden, how beautifully the roses slept while working secretly to prepare a spring for you. The shoots and branches, like the beauties in old romances, were still buried in gloom and reveries, as if singing lullabies to unborn babies. Like a mother's womb, the air was warm and loaded. Like well-fermented dough, the soil was quietly breathing. Clearly, at great depths in the dark cellar of existence, some things were happening, similar to what happens among the stars on a dark night. Lightning struck, blue and bright, redder than blood, quieter than white, more enraged than purple, readied one after another, like successive downs, were the violet's sorrow and the rose's delight. The air was full of such joy, hand in hand, at the future's doorstep, everything was smiling.